Next case, case number 721-724.
Okay. That's more for the board than the...
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure, I'm Sergeant Christopher Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, representing the Derby Police Department.
Thank you, Sergeant. Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Thank you. Just for the record, ma'am, Attorney Sherman is a 1099 contractor for the business I manage. Teaches a portion of our pistol permit class, and I'd like to make the issuing authority aware of that. And if you feel there's a conflict with my being on this this hearing, I'd be more than happy to recuse myself.
You're fine.
Okay, I just like that.
Order. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's noted the sergeant does not have an objection to the colonel staying on the board. So that being said, Sergeant, you may make an opening statement if you'd like.
Good afternoon. I'm here today because as representing the issuing authority, as the appellant was denied his request for a temporary permit, mostly stemming from an incident in 2013 where he was arrested and charged with assault second and conspiracy assault second from a bar fight that occurred in West Haven. There were some minor incidents that had occurred within Derby after that. However, that was the main reason for the initial denial, and as such, we're respectfully requesting that his denial be upheld.
Thank you, Sergeant. Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
I'll just say I think it's understandable why Derby had reservations, but I think we're going to show that the appellant ought to have his permit. Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel. Sergeant, you may proceed with the case.
On February 16, 2013, the appellant was arrested in West Haven. Subsequent, a fight outside of a bar in their town. He was charged with assault second and conspiracy assault second due to the injuries suffered by the victim. According to the report, the victim suffered a broken jaw, missing teeth, and was bleeding from the mouth. The background check revealed that the appellant had alleged to have paid restitution and medical bills for those incidents, and the court did reduce those charges down to breach of peace, which he was found guilty of. Subsequently, there was also a violation of probation in 2015, which showed a verdict of guilty. After those incidents, there were a few minor motor vehicle incidents in Derby, including a misdemeanor summons for operating under the suspension and misuse of a marker plate, and an infraction for failure to drive in the proper lane. Those were from between 2016 and 2018. And as such, the issuing authority felt that the appellant should be denied based on suitability for these incidents.
Do you have any information on the violation of probation?
I don't, only that it was shown as a class type unclassified. That's all that was.
But no conviction, correct?
I'm sorry?
No conviction on that.
All I see is a verdict of guilty, but, and that was in September 11th, 2015.
Right. On the violation, too.
On the violation, yeah, correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't find it right now. I thought in here you said a violation of probation. Someone said a violation of probation was a felony.
It was in the case report. Correct, yeah. Okay. That was from the investigating officer who completed all of this.
I saw that also. I was going to ask.
Yeah, right. I actually had to look it up and see.
I did as well, Chief.
I'm sorry, can I go?
Well, we can ask questions at any time, so if you had a question, you can. If not, I'll let Attorney Sherman go, and then we can come back. Attorney Sherman.
Okay, thank you. Sergeant, I just want to check a couple of things. Other than the motor vehicle cases, no other negative contact with Derby Police, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know the appellant?
Not personally, no.
Okay. You never met him before?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Isn't it true that the charges were used to breach of peace because there were a lot of people involved in this incident and it wasn't really clear who had struck the alleged victim?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay. And you said something about restitution. Were you aware that of the amount, that it was $100?
No, I'm not aware of the amounts, just that the initial background check conducted by the sergeant at the time had noted that okay. that the appellant had paid restitution and the medical bills in regards to this incident.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have nothing further.
Okay. Any other questions by the board of the sergeant? Chief.
Take a look at your denial letter. Tell me in that letter what you denied.
I'm aware of the issues with it, and that's since been changed.
It's not there. It's very important for you to go both to the board and the account.
Yes, Chief.
That's not really a question, but
it's understood.
Other questions by the board? Sergeant, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not.
I just have a quick follow-up.
Sure.
Sergeant, did you interview the appellant by any chance? Or
I did not, no.
Okay. Do you do the pistol permit investigations?
Currently, yes.
Okay, I was just curious if you brought him in and tried, you know, found out the background.
Not afterwards, no. Okay. I'm not sure generally the way that I do them is we do.
Nope. No, I was just asking just to see if you had an interview. You know,
not
you said
me
you
personally.
I'm just curious.
Nope.
That's all I
know. No other questions? And no other, I asked you, no
Correct.
Other witnesses?
No other questions.
Attorney Sherman, you may proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to call the appellant, please. Would you tell the board, please, how old are you?
37.
37. And do you work?
Yes, sir.
Tell the board what you do for work, please.
I drive trucks, I deliver food to the grocery stores, and I'm currently working on my own business.
You have a CDL?
Yes, sir.
Class A?
Yes, sir.
How long have you had the CDL?
About 6 to 8 years, somewhere around there.
Okay. Who are you working for currently?
Jay Pollock.
And you're working on starting your own business, trucking?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I actually have the LLC, I'm just going to get the truck.
Okay, very good. And anybody live with you?
Yes, my wife and 2 kids.
Okay. How old are the kids?
One of them, I think she's 16. she's 11 and my son is 15.
11 and 15, okay, very good. Okay. Do you remember the bar fight in 2013?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Would you tell the board, please, tell them what happened? Where were you and what happened? What did you see and what went on?
Okay. I was talking to a woman. Well, we and her, we've been on and off, so at this time.
You Not know, this I, woman, you're saying?
Yeah, okay. I just want to clarify that before we go home.
You were seated
in the bar. Long ride.
Yes. Okay. So I was talking to a woman.
Pardon me. You were seated in the bar?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I was standing in the bar next
okay.
to the DJ station.
Okay.
A fight broke out, so I'm trying to escort myself out.
Hang on a second. A fight broke out where? Like, in front of you? With you?
Oh, yeah, in front of me.
In front of you? How
yes.
far away?
Have to say, like, 4 feet.
Okay.
5 feet.
Were you involved in the breakout of the fight?
No.
Okay. So you're talking to a woman and you became aware because you saw a few feet from you a fight had started?
Yes.
Okay. Go on.
I try to walk out. I get hit with a bottle. I turn, I swing, and I walk out. I don't know who I hit. I just swung. I didn't know how serious it was or anything like that.
Okay. And you exited the bar. Did you exit the bar with the woman?
Yes, she went to her car. I got in my car as I'm driving out. That's when West Haven PD caught me at the end of the parking lot.
You say you swung. Why did you swing? Were you defending yourself?
I would say so.
You would say so?
Yes.
Was that in an effort to exit the
yes.
place?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were stopped at the parking lot by the police?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. And how many persons, as far as you recall, were involved in this fight?
About eight, maybe.
About eight, including you?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know any of these people?
No.
They're all strangers to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like a friend of yours got in a fight and you got involved or something?
No.
You were just another stranger there?
Yes.
Okay. When you went to court, did anybody tell you that they couldn't really tell for sure who had struck the victim?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
There was no witnesses or anything like that.
There were no witnesses. Okay. And your charge was reduced to breach of peace, right?
Yes.
And do you have to pay some sort of restitution?
Yes, it was $100.
$100?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is there a connection between the restitution and the violation of probation?
Yes, I was violated because I didn't pay the restitution in time, which caused me to violate.
Okay. And then did you ultimately pay the $100?
Yes, next court date.
Okay. And then at that point, did they terminate your probation?
Yes.
Okay. I hope that the board has looked at the rap sheet that we submitted with the questionnaire, which shows some, it doesn't show all the detail, but it shows that the result of the probation violation, it just ended as probation being terminated. It's not a conviction for violation of probation. That was 10 years ago, right?
About, yeah.
Okay. How come you haven't been arrested in all this time, 10 years?
Changed my ways around. Joined a fraternity, and I've been doing community work ever since.
Doing a fraternity? What do you mean?
It's a fraternity that makes good men into better men.
Okay, I see a Masonic pin. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay. And has your behavior changed at all? Have you changed your habits?
Definitely. I don't drink. I don't go out to clubs.
When's the last time you had a drink?
4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And why'd you stop drinking?
I got tired of hangovers.
Okay.
That's an honest
answer. Are you concerned also about your business, your trucking business?
Yeah, I got a lot to lose. Like I said, I'm trying to start the business. I want to stay part of the fraternity, so I don't want to be in any kind of trouble.
Okay. So, did you say you don't go out to bars anymore?
Nope, bars, clubs, nowhere.
Okay. So, in your spare time, what do you do?
Bowling with the wife and kids, or we're at a movie, doing okay. family stuff.
Okay. All right, very good. I don't think I have any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel. Sergeant, do you have any questions of the appellant?
I do not.
Does the board have any questions of the appellant?
You step on.
Colonel
Overture. Sir, what was the $100 restitution for? Was it toward medical bills? Was it toward bar stools got broken up? What was that? What was the restitution for?
From my understanding, I'm not too sure, but I think it was for medical bills.
Okay.
Attorney
I may have this wrong. I thought I saw in the file that your pistol permit application was denied in 2018.
Yes, I applied before and I was denied. I didn't appeal it because of the same reason.
Right.
So I applied again and hired Sherman because
because I didn't see that on the application that you made for this permit. Did you inadvertently leave it off or?
No.
Okay.
I can.
You just forgot?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know the board is pretty fussy about making sure that any possibly disqualifying information is on the application to get the permit, and that wasn't listed, so that's a point. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Just as note, on his application, he does check no, but if you follow underneath it, he actually gives the town the date.
Right.
And the reason for back, for, so.
Yeah, but I saw the no when they were in the front.
Other questions by the board? I have maybe two questions. One was because I don't know if Attorney Sherman was doing double negatives to me.
I'm sorry, yeah, there was a couple.
I believe you testified the victim didn't identify you as the assailant, is that correct?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And unrelated to that, you were hit by a bottle, you turned around and swung. Did you make contact with somebody?
My fist did.
Did your fist make,
I don't,
do you know what you hit, or who, or what, if anything?
No, I don't know. I just turned around and swung. That was it.
Do you know if you were trying to swing at the person who hit you with the bottle?
I don't know.
Or were you just kind of like...
Yeah, I was just, it was a bar fight, the bottle was swung, I just turned around and just swung.
Other questions? Any other witnesses?
If I could just ask a follow-up question, please.
Sure.
The situation in the bar, if you could go back, and you're standing there talking to this other person, if you could go back and do it over, anything you would do differently?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been there.
Well, suppose you were there. Anything?
No, I would have ran out.
You would have gotten out faster, is that
what
you're saying?
Definitely.
I have no other questions, thank you.
Any follow-up based on,
No.
Other witnesses, Attorney Sherman?
Yes, please. I'd like to call the appellant's wife, please. We can skip identifying her, right?
Correct.
Thank
can you just confirm you're married to the appellant?
Fiancé.
You're the fiancé? Okay.
Close.
Okay.
Thank you. How long have you known the appellant, please?
We've known each other since eighth grade. Had a crush on each other and been on and off flirting and
so you feel you know him pretty well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know him 10 years ago when this bar fight thing happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did he tell you about it at the time?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Have there been any changes in his behavior since that time?
I call him an old man because he's works, comes home, sleeps. We go out, you know, as a family. We do a lot of family things, you know. So we don't really go out anywhere. We don't do bars. We don't do clubs. It's not our scene.
Mm-hmm.
We're mom, we're dad. We just take care of the kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think he should have his permit?
I think so.
excuse me. Have you ever felt unsafe because of him?
No.
Or felt that your kids were unsafe because of him in any way?
No, I trust him with my daughter's life. That's how good of a person he is.
Okay, great. Thank you. I have nothing further.
Sir, do you have any questions of the witness?
I do not.
Does the board have any questions of the witness? Seeing none, Attorney Sherman, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not, thank you.
Okay, would you like to make closing statements?
Yes, please. I hope that the board will take into consideration a number of factors. 10 years in this man's life, he's 37. 10 years is a long time. And from 27 to 37 is a long time. 27, we're still with many men, young men still in that troublesome young man period. Excuse me. And let's face it, it's evidenced in the type of behavior, the activities he's involved in. He was going out to bars back then. That's not the type of life he leads any longer. He, as he said, he has a lot to lose from the type of behavior, and he's not going to repeat it. He quit drinking, not because he had a drinking problem, but just feels he's better off without it. I say bravo. I think that there's a lot of, you know, gray area about what really happened 10 years ago and who hit who with eight people involved. I think $100 restitution certainly doesn't sound to me like somebody had major surgery. And as the report says, they were really lacking on witnesses as well as video. There was no video of what happened, so it's all kind of a mystery. But I think that going forward, you're not going to hear anything negative about this guy. Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel. Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement?
Sure. Despite the charges being reduced to breach of peace, the issuing authority still feels that the initial charges of assault second and conspiracy assault second and the injuries suffered by the victim were enough to deny the appellant his temporary permit based on suitability.
Thank you, Sergeant. Chief Factor?
This is a denial by the City of Derby, or Town of Derby.
City, yeah.
It's a denial for suitability. The basis for the denial is a 2013 incident in which the appellant was involved in a bar fight that occurred in West Haven. He was initially charged with assault second, conspiracy for to convict commit assault second, ultimately convicted of breach of peace. There was a 2015 violation of probation order, seemed to have stemmed over by the appellant's testimony, failure to pay $100 of restitution, which he seemed to later on make good of. The appellant's a truck driver, starting his own business. He has a CDL. I thought he was married with two children, but it seems he's engaged with two children, so my apologies. The event, the victim suffered, seems like, fairly serious injuries to his mouth area. Again, I think he was previously denied in 2018 by the Town of Derby for the same basis, which was 5 years ago now.
Comments by the board?
This sounds like one of those cases where when the permit was denied, the board may have said something like, we'll come back in a couple of years, and he's back.
Agreed. Any other comments?
But this hadn't been, you didn't appeal the first time, correct, sir?
No.
Just wanted to appeal. I would agree in which, I think this, if it was 2018, I may have felt a little differently because it only, you know, little track history. You've had 5 years since then with still no more issues. So that says a lot for us.
Agreed. No other comments? Okay, we'll start the other end. Chief Rosenzweig. Mr. Gray.
Fellow.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.